7h30, les sports en anglais. Marcel Mfochi.
Hello, Cheta Bile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our lone headline, the 2024 National Interpols get underway this Thursday with four cracking matches in Group A and B set to take place at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo and the FECAFU Technical Center in Oja. The ongoing Paris Olympic Games enter day 8 of competition this Thursday with no Cameroonian athlete in action. Just 4 out of the 6 Cameroonian athletes that went into the games are left, with the next athlete, Richelle Sopimbela, set to take on Japan's Sone Akira in round 64 of the women's plus 78 kilogram category in judo this Friday. For more updates on Team Cameroon, let's join Baldwin Sama in Paris. Hello, Baldwin.
Good morning, Marcel. Welcome to Paris this Thursday, where we are on the eve of the start of competition for Richelle Sopimbela in judo in the women's plus 78 kilograms category. She is going to be the third Cameroonian athlete to compete at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games after the first two athletes, Seva Hanfo in table tennis and Giorgio Amani Nguiche in the men's 100 meters freestyle swimming, got knocked out at the preliminary rounds of their different disciplines. Sopimbela Richelle, for several days now, has intensified preparations, Marcel, and she's looking forward to competing for Cameroon this Friday against the world champion in her category, talking about the plus 78 kilograms category winner from Japan. It's going to be a tough fight for Richelle Sopimbela, and that's why she's been very, very discreet these days. She's not made herself available for any media outing. She has been working very closely with the national women's judo coach, Donang Gobatang, and Sopimbela looks forward to defending the nation's colors honorably this Friday during her maiden Olympic Games participation in order to avoid a replica of what happened during the first two outings of our two first flag bearers. So the entire nation is looking forward to having Sopimbela impress this Friday. Yesterday, we visited the Games Village and saw how life looks like with different athletes who are quite happy to receive some media men and women at the entrance, because even with an accreditation card, journalists don't have access into the main venues of the Games Village, where over 10,500 athletes are there. We were not chanced to meet with the other Cameroonian athletes like Linda Wangunu or Emmanuel Esema Lobwedewa and Richelle Sopimbela. We saw just the other swimmer in the person of 18-year-old Manuela Ngolo, will be competing on Saturday, looking physically and psychologically ready for the women's 50 meters freestyle in swimming. And we are told that possibly later this Thursday, Marcel, the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Professor Narcisse Muele-Kombi, is expected to visit Team Cameroon's den in the Games Village to encourage the four remaining athletes who are yet to compete for Cameroon in order to push them to victory on Friday for Richelle Sopimbela, Saturday for Emmanuel Eseme Alobwedewa in athletics and Ngolo Manuela in swimming, and on Sunday it's going to be the turn of Linda Angunu in the women's 400 meters hurdles. Still talking about athletics. Back to you, Marcel.
Many thanks for the update, Baldwin. In football, the 2024 National Interpols gets underway this Thursday with four thrilling matches to look forward to. In Group A, Northwest Flag Bearers Option Sports Academy of Bamenda will at 1 p.m. lock horns with Union Sportive of Abongbang from the East Region at the FECAFU Technical Center in Oja. And at 3 p.m., Botafogo Football Club from the Littoral Region will square off with Far North Representative Sporting FC of Marwa at the same venue. Meanwhile, in Group B, Krimi FC of Garowa will take on Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi from the South Region at 1 p.m. And at 3 p.m., Girondin Athletic FC from the Adamawa Region will confront Volcan FC of Noon from the West Region. Both matches will be played at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo. The top two teams in each group will advance to the semifinals, and the two finalists will secure promotion to the upcoming Elite 2 Championship. This year's National Interpols will run from August 1 to August 15, 2024. Ahead of their first match against Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi this afternoon, Krimi FC of Garowa will hold their final training session this morning. The club, founded some 6 years ago, will be aiming for the second consecutive time to secure a ticket to the Elite 2 Championship. Given the stakes, supporters of the Garowa-based club are bent on playing their 12-man role to galvanize Creamy FC to victory, as we hear in this report, courtesy of Julius Niba.
The Interpols are on everyone's lips in the North region, especially in the Jambutu neighborhood, stronghold of Creamy FC, where fans and other football lovers, irrespective of age, say distance is not a barrier for them to play their 12-man role.
Their matches are highly awaited by the population of Garowa, and personally, I will be following up minute by minute to support them.
I will constantly connect myself on social media handles where I can somehow follow the matches of Creamy FC live. After winning the North Regional Championship, Creamy FC of Garowa will be taking part in the Elite 2 promotion tournament with hopes to move up the ladder. Pierre Jean Daniel Vogo, general manager of Creamy FC, say they are confident.
We are lucky to have a big brother and coach in the person of Herman Gabriel. We are also thankful that we were permitted to use Cotton Sport infrastructures to get the players ready.
To turn this wish of their fans into reality, the North Region's Interpol's flag bearer have been carrying out training sessions to get the players fit for their day one encounter against Atlantic Sports Academy. Julius Neba, Seri TV News, Garowa.
For their part, the flag bearers of the West Region in this year's National Interpol's Volcan Football Club of Noon have pledged to earn an Elite 2 ticket by the end of the competition. The players and staff made the solemn promise last Tuesday in Bafusam while receiving blessings from the region's number one sportsman, Governor Awa Fonka Augustine. Details with our West Regional correspondent, Isaac Ngonkum.
Volcan Football Club of Noon is poised to make history at the 2024 National Football Interpols in Yaoundé. The determination to impress and do better than last year when they fell short of glory was manifest when they came to receive the blessings of the father of the region, Governor Awa Fonka Augustine. In his words of encouragement to the players and staff, Governor Awa Fonka Augustine said they will enjoy the full support of sons and daughters of the West region at the competition. He therefore prescribed discipline, teamwork and solidarity as the sure panacea to bring back the precious Elite 2 tickets at the end of the tournament. Words received with gratitude by players and staff of Volcan FC of Noon, who in turn promised to do their utmost to put smiles on the face of their governor and the entire region. Volcan FC of Noon is lodged in Pool B alongside Creamy FC of Garowa, Atlantic Sports Academy of the South Region, Girondin FC of Ngaoundéré, and Boya United from the Southwest Region. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafusam.
In rugby, Espoir Rugby Club of Yaoundé and Espoir Rugby Club of Douala are the winners of the 2024 finals of the Cup of Cameroon in men's and women's categories. Espoir men defeated city rivals York Rugby Club by 12-7, while Espoir ladies of Douala won their fifth consecutive trophy of the Cup of Cameroon after overpowering their rivals from Dream Sports Academy of Yaoundé by 15-3. After the two finals that were played at the annex one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé, Ben Collins Nyueberwa got the reactions of one of the players of Espoir Ladies, Shekina Bassi.
I'm very glad because it's not our first victory. This is the fifth time we are carrying the cup.
What has been the force of Red Dragon, the fifth consecutive title of the Cup of Cameroon?
We work together and we are in union. That's what makes our force.
The last four titles, your opponents did not succeed to score a point against you people today. Before Dream scored three, what went wrong?
I would just say we missed something and then they didn't get the advantage to score. So the next ambition is to win and still win it again.
Ben Collins also spoke with Linda Sengang of Fun Dream Sports Academy and began by asking her how she felt after losing to Espoir once again.
For the first time, we had something. We are not going back with zero. So we are very happy, even though we lost the match.
Red Dragons had been a very difficult team for you people. You lost last year, and this year again, you're losing.
With work, we are sure we will make it next year.
A lot of jubilation just for the 3 points?
Yes, a lot of jubilation, because it has been 3 years already that we have been losing zero on
not
zero.
Not able to score a point.
No one's to score a point, but for the first time, we had at least three.
Linda Sengar of Fun Dream Sports reacting shortly after their defeat to Espoir Ladies of Douala in the Women's Rugby Cup of Cameroon. And it is on that note that we end this edition of the 7:30 a.m. Sports News presented by Marcel Mfochie.